I'm Pete Tucker. This is Spectrum Today, filling in for Skia Muhammad. I'm joined by Gloria Minot, and this is the Fall Pledge Drive, 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739, or online at WPFW.org. We're just too short of our goals. We have 16 minutes left to go, and Gloria, we're joined on the line by Tom Sherwood, NBC4 reporter, writes for The Current, helps co-host on Friday with Kojo on WAMU, and it's a privilege and an honor to have a veteran journalist on the line with us. Welcome, Tom Sherwood.
Well, thank you very much. I hope you don't mind having a mainstream media reporter on, but that's good. But can I first start by urging your listeners to call in and pledge? We need all the voices heard, so you guys are doing a good job.
And Tom, we want to tell you that we'll make an exception for the mainstream media this evening. So if you can urge your colleagues to go to the phone and give us a call, we'll appreciate that at 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739 or WPFW.org. And we'd like to say that Tom did call and put his dollars where his mouth is. So please go to your phone and give us a call. So Pete, you can continue to talk to Tom.
Oh, thanks, Gloria. Yeah, Tom, thank you so much. And, you know, from whether it's mainstream journalism or nonprofit journalism, independent, the practice of journalism, is you see journalists are losing jobs all over the place, and it's such an important profession. And I was wondering if you could take us back. We'll do this again another time when we have more time, but to where you started practicing journalism down in Georgia, speaking at one time with the civil rights workers and also talking with the Ku Klux Klan, and this practice of journalism, being able to talk to everybody and go out and get the story.
Yeah, I had time when I worked for the Atlanta Constitution. I got there right out of high school when I was 18 years old, and I found myself a couple, and I hate to say this, 1964. And then one day you would spend the day maybe covering the civil rights demonstration in downtown Atlanta, and then go out to Fulton County where the Klan was having the march. Or one of those rally things that they do with burning crosses. So you had more time, it seemed. Of course, everything is speeded up now. I try to tell college students that I talk to that when they say, I want to be in the media, I want to be on TV, I tell them, you know, the media now is like a mirror that's fractured and dropped and broken into 1,000 pieces. Web, radio, TV, all the different media, there's no dominant media anymore. And so all of us need to be as more vigilant as possible.
And Tom, where do you think the bloggers are at this point?
I'm sorry, where is the what?
The bloggers. Talking about media and different kinds of media, where do you put the bloggers?
Well, the bloggers are part of that. I mean, I spend so much time trying to see what the bloggers are doing. You know, even my station and the Post and other places try to aggregate. That's the big word in journalism these days, to aggregate where all the bloggers are. And I'm afraid that we've got more people talking to smaller groups of people, and it's not a lot of what I would call common coming together of information. You guys can say something, but if you don't put it on the blog, you don't get it on somebody's website, if it's not picked up by Google or Bing, the information just doesn't get spread around enough.
Tom,
you know, we still have tens of thousands of people who watch me at 6 o'clock on the news, and then they might see me on my on NBCWashington.com, but I'm not sure that's enough.
Tom, I want to
go ahead, Tom. I was just going to say that's why I tell journalists you need to diversify and be multitasking. That's why I do the newspaper column. That's why I'm on the radio. That's why I do TV, because if you're not doing all of those, you're not getting the word out enough on what you're trying to tell people is news, whatever you think that is.
Tom, you wrote a very interesting book called Dream City. It was more than 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
It came out in 1994.
And it's a book about Marion Barry and the politics of D.C., and there's not a lot of books about the politics of D.C. I wonder if you could comment on the dearth of good books and any chance that you'll be writing a follow-up.
Well, you know, if I wrote a follow-up, I'd have to work again with Harry Jaffe, and I just don't know if my psyche could take that. You know, Harry's a journalist for the Washingtonian. He's actually a very good guy. I always make fun of him. But then we worked 4 years on that book, and it tells a story about how Congress set up a very bad system, an un-American system, where we're not treated as American citizens, and then how Marion Barry's personal troubles made the city worse. So I don't, you know, there's a lot that's happened since 1964. The control board, the return of Marion Barry, Sharon Pratt Kelly, Tony Williams, Adrian Fenty, and now Gray. There's a lot going on. But, you know, the market, How do you make money? We didn't make money. People thought I made a fortune on that book. I only wish I had. But we didn't make a lot of money, but the book is still used by some colleges, and even people at the Post and other news organizations have their new reporters read it for a little background on what the history is of the city before the modern era.
Thanks, Tom Sherwood. Any final thoughts you want to share? We have In Pledge Drive here, and we're so appreciative of your time and your pledge. Any final thoughts you want to share?
No, I would say again, for people to pledge, they should call in. WPFW provides a great service in this city. It should be supported as much as any other news organization or more, and people should call in and pledge. If they really care about news and information, they ought to call in and pledge.
Tom Sherwood, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us and our audience. Thank you so much.
Have a good evening.
You
thank
too.
You.
Take care. Well, Peter, there you have it. The voice of Tom Sherwood asking the listeners to go to the phone and give us a call.